Hey, all, welcome into Go Fight Win, the show with all the high school football stories you love. It's the last show of the year, and it just so happens to be on early National Signing Day. So go ahead and hit like and subscribe if you're watching live. Welcome. I invite your comments. I want your input here on National Signing Day. What's the best National Signing Day name you saw today or ever? How about a National Signing Day memory from when this thing still mattered before the transfer portal took all of the drama and intrigue out of each player that signs with your school and wondering if he'd even be there in a year? Let's not dwell on that, though. It's the holiday season. It's time for Go Fight Win. And before we get to the all-name team here on National Signing Day 2024, I wanted to relive some of the best moments from Coffeetown High School football. Yeah, the Copperheads just won state. You can pick up your championship gear, the AA state champs, in the GoCoffeeTown.com team store. There's a link down below. And what you can get is a custom AA state champion t-shirt, mug, hoodie. Let me show you what we're working with here. It's pretty special stuff. It's simple, but it gets the job done. Coffeetown football AA state champs as they beat Talon Junction. And if you missed that, it is in last week's episode. But check that out. Coffeetown football 2023 AA state champs, a little copperhead with the crown on. You can get a hoodie, crew neck, coffee mug, t-shirt. But here's what makes this great. Whether it's the crew neck or your hoodie or coffee mug, whatever you get, it's not just the AA state champs on the front. Check out the back. If that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Right there on the back of every single item there to celebrate the Coffeetown AA state championship. Y'all go get you one, all right? May not get there in time for Christmas, but it's the thought that counts, and AA state championship always counts at Coffeetown Haskew. So this show doesn't exist if Coffeetown never exists, and Coffeetown is a little project that's near and dear to my heart. It's my love letter to high school football, specifically through the eyes and ears and voice of the high school football radio announcer. And I started this a few years ago. I didn't have my contract renewed when I was working for the local sports department in the NBC affiliate in Atlanta. And I always loved the high school football radio calls, always admired the humor of a guy named Louis Grizzard, who was a journalist, a columnist, but also made funny stuff and almost had a stand-up routine. And I always wondered, what would I do if I happened to branch out and do something like that, have a little bit of fun myself? And I always thought that the high school football radio announcer would be a funny way to go. So I started with a fictional team named Coffeetown, and I came up with that name because I just so happened to have a Jittery Joe's coffee cup in the cup holder. It was not related to Coffee County High School in Georgia, where I reside. It was just happenstance. Coffeetown High School took on a name, took on a life of its own, and Donnie Chugs, Ronnie Chugs took off running, and they never looked back. So what I'm going to do on this week's episode here is kind of do a look back at where Coffeetown's come from, how it started, the twists and turns it took along the way. And we'll go with some humble beginnings here. In 2019 is when Coffeetown began. And I just did a few little sketches, a few little skits of this school and its radio calls and the games and teams it was playing against. But this video right here is the one that really put Coffeetown on the map, I believe. Coffeetown taking on Brierton in a rivalry game, and the officials' calls, controversially, go against the Copperheads.
State semifinals, Brierton and Coffeetown. Brierton whipped us 29-3 in the regular season. Man, my knees are sweating, son. Bartris sends it away. All right, we're down 8-0, 4th-and-goal from the 1. Donnie Chugs in the Wildcat. He'll toss back to J.C. Bingo. Bingo will throw to Nacho Davis for a Coffeetown touchdown. Woo! Jumbo Nacho Bingo! Man, if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Time for the Big Tire Halftime Show. Our academic athlete, left guard Wayne Carsgill. Wayne, I saw you killed a big nine-pointer over the weekend. Bartrez kicked his couple field goals. We're up 14-8, less than a minute left. Brighton, fourth and goal from the nine. Bryce Branch will take off. Nacho Davis licks him at the one. His knee was down. They say he scored. Man alive, that is bull crap.
Excuse my language. Man alive. Ashley Holt out with the knee. The freshman Tantavious Maxwell will throw down to Donnie Chugs on the hook and ladder. Donnie back to Ronnie Chugs. Ronnie runs down to the 15. Ronnie back to Donnie. Donnie stretches across the goal line. The ball came out, but the ground caused a fumble. The refs say he fumbled it. They robbed us. Brighton wins.
So, as you heard there, some humble beginnings. I'm just doing these videos in the front seat of my car. I was using my Apple standard issue headphones with the microphone inside of it, and it did create that scratchy sound of a high school football over-modulated radio call. Now, that was 2019. Between that season of football and the next one, I made it on the Marty and McGee show, Paul Feinbaum show. There was some traction. People started to understand what my vision was for this and the joke and the respect that I had for high school football. It wasn't making fun of the voices of these teams. It was a badge of honor. It was respect. It was a tribute to the work that they do and how much I love high school football. And ultimately, I found out that this wasn't just a Southern thing. This was everywhere in the country. People grew up listening to these teams and understood and appreciated what was going on. But when COVID happened, I wondered if I should do it, if I should make these videos again, because they were popular and I made a few of them, made a handful of them, and certainly didn't intend for it to be as popular as it was. It was just a little passion project that I wanted to put out there into the universe. Well, I started to see that real life high school football teams were not getting to play their seasons in 2020. And I wondered, I deliberated, should I make these videos? And I hesitated. And then one day I just realized, you know, if we can't have real football, if we can't have real radio talent out there, if we can't have real players doing their thing on Friday nights, why not enjoy what high school football is, what it's always been, and what it will continue to be? So in 2020, we learned about a player named Reptile Henderson. But before we knew who Reptile was, the scrappy freshman backup quarterback, this was Ashley Holt's team. And when Ashley Holt and Coffee Town and the Copperheads played on the road at Root Creek, well, something happened that even I couldn't have predicted.
We got ants. Got ants all over our sideline. Root Creek's DBs knocked over our cooler in pregame warmups. Got blue drink all over our gear. They didn't treat for fire ant beds neither. Got ants everywhere. Looks like an ant farm. So now we got to share the home sideline with Root Creek. I ain't ever seen nothing like it. They had a hornet's nest in the booth, busted open. One of the assistant coaches, big old Mike up there, was poking around at it. Mike is dumber than a paper umbrella. So now I'm calling the game out here in my tree stand behind the end zone. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. We are tied in the standings, so we have to win one of the next two ball games for the season finale against Colborough to count as the state championship. That is the COVID rules straight from the governor. Okay, Bartrez sends it away. Mousepad Palmer blows up Root Creek's return man on the 7. Big old Mousepad, number 92, made him taste his own teeth. Mousepad was running late for two-a-days over the summer. Showed up to practice with no mask on. He was helping out with vacation Bible school at Coffeetown Methodist. He was fixing to get sent home, so he run up to the school. And the first thing he found was a mousepad in a computer lab. Strapped it up on his face, made it back to practice, and they've been calling it a mousepad ever since. That special teams play brought to you by Carol and Daryl's Nail Salon and Body. She'll paint your nail beds. He'll coat your truck beds. Carol and Daryl, we are a special team. Okay, Root Creek up on us, 18-14, 9 seconds left in the ballgame. We are on their 22. Ashley Holt drops back. He's got T-Bone Stone breaking open, and there is an animal on the field, a boar. A wild boar has just taken Ashley Holt down at the knees. He is holding his leg, and the time
is going to run out. I seen that thing under the bleachers before the game, rooting through the trash. I guess someone turned it loose. And Ashley Holt's mama just puked. She is madder than a cat in the bathtub. He got him right below his knee through his calf, cut right through his gravedigger tattoo. And that's how we're going to lose the ball game. Root Creek took our sidelines. They took my chair. They took our quarterback, and they took this ball game. But by God, they will not take this season. Root Creek wins 18-14.
Wow. That right there was the end of Ashley Holt's career, right through his gravedigger tattoo. And that clip right there is the one that told me that I made the right decision. Should I have done it during COVID when other schools weren't playing real ball? Yeah, because that made people laugh and it made people smile when not a lot of people were laughing and smiling. I got a lot of messages about it, and I'm thankful and grateful for everybody that does that, that watches these, that watches and listens to Go Fight Win and keeps up with the world of Coffee Town. It's taken on a life of its own, and I didn't intend for it to. Just wanted to make a little something fun out there when I wasn't having very much fun in my own professional life. And it has really done a number on me in a good way. It's helped set up some phenomenal professional and personal relationships with people that I otherwise wouldn't have met or associated with or had the opportunity to meet. And so many of you as well. It's opened up lines of communication for us to celebrate and enjoy our own high school football stories. So that was 2020. Reptile Henderson comes on the scene, okay? And Coffee Town avenges the loss of Ashley Holt's gravedigger tattoo. They win state in an abbreviated state championship format. So now all of a sudden you've got an asterisk. You know, you got an asterisk on your team name. Did Coffee Town really win a legit state championship? Season was shortened. So they get the 2021 season, the opportunity to go out and defend their state title. Now, ultimately, well, Coffee Town didn't do that. But we got to meet someone that is important to Nacho Davis. Nacho Davis, the Coffee Town linebacker. And in the Bacon Fork rivalry game for the Silver Skillet, more games need amazing trophies like that, right? That's why I created the Silver Skillet and the Bacon Fork story. Coffee Town taking on Bacon Fork for the Silver Skillet. We get to meet Don Tanya Davis, Nacho Davis's sister, in the 2021 season. Now, the backdrop of the 2021 year is when we learned about Bishop Sycamore. And Bishop Sycamore was a school that was created under false pretenses. And I had to keep making Coffee Town videos in the 2021 season just to let everybody know. Not every fake high school is created equally. We didn't create Coffee Town with fear and shady tax forms. We created it with love in our hearts. And there's a lot of love out there for Nacho and Don Tanya Davis. And at the time, my Atlanta Braves were pushing for a World Series title, which explains my attire. Enjoy.
Hey, Bacon Fork at Coffee Town in the Breakfast Bowl. First time we played them for the Silver Skillet in 5 years. Firebirds living up to their nickname as Back and Forth Bacon Fork after dropping back down to Double A from Triple A for the fifth time in 15 seasons. Bacon Fork changes classes more often than a school bell. Fourth down now after the Reptile Henderson keeper on the RPO. Bunt team out there, and it's a fake. Big Pete McAllister, the upback, stood up and zipped it over the line to Toddler Moss for a first down. Big old Pete was born with paper-thin eyelids. He's like Steven Tyler's on the Armageddon soundtrack. Even when he closed his eyes, he ain't gonna miss a thing. We just converted a trick play, which means the Frankenstein Mart will donate a costume of its choosing to one lucky Coffeetown Peewee player. Coffeetown's trick is our treat at the Frankenstein Mark. Our academic athlete this week is Coffeetown cheerleader Don Tanya Davis, the twin sister of Coffeetown linebacker Nacho Davis. Says here Don Tanya is a mathematical lock to be the valedictorian in graduation. She won homecoming queen last week and is also the youngest worship leader in the 125-year history of Coffeetown Baptist Church. Don Tanya was voted Miss Coffeetown Senior Superlative by her peers and also mentors troubled youth at Coffeetown Elementary and Middle. When she ain't studying, praising, cheering, and leading, Don Tanya rescues stray dogs and rehabilitates them before helping them find a good home, which she also probably helped build through the Coffeetown Cares nonprofit, the fundraiser she launched as a fifth grader. Don Tanya, it's no surprise you got two first names, darling, because you got enough heart for two people. Tell me, what's it like to be the sister of the best linebacker in Coffeetown history? Okay, fourth and goal, Bacon Fork. 4 seconds left in the ball game. We are up 13-10, and they're going for the win. Bacon Fork quarterback Chunk Chamberlain going to take the snap. He's got nobody open. Chunk scrambles. Nacho Davis pushes him out at the two, and Don Tanya Davis plants him on the sidelines. Man alive, that makes my lips numb. Nacho shoved him. Chunk stepped out, and Don Tanya was waiting there like an oak tree wrapped in barbed wire. Nacho and Don Tanya are getting carried off, holding that skillet high in the October air. Coffeetown is one win away from the playoffs. Now get the fork off our field.
Well, the Braves did go on to win the World Series, and I kind of was hoping to egg them on there. I was hoping to push them over the edge with that vision of Nacho and Don Tanya getting carried off the field with the trophy high in the air, and both teams got it done. Got it done that fall, well, at least in that game, and the Braves winning the World Series. A really fun fall sports-wise. Now, the way that season ended was a little bit of a cliffhanger. Coffeetown playing at Warburg. The stadium falls. It collapses because I was going to stop doing the videos. I was going to hang it up and quit doing it because of where I was in my career at the time. The job I had didn't really allow me much time to keep making these videos. It didn't really make much sense. So that's kind of how I wrote the story. I wrote it so that it was ambiguous. You didn't know if Coffeetown won the game to make it to the playoffs. Then Max the Axe Bell, the radio announcer, falls down in a stadium collapse. And Coffeetown didn't exist, didn't make any videos the following fall. Now, I had an opening in my career situation and had the opportunity to once again not only make these videos, but launch Coffeetown as a bigger brand, as something that wasn't just me making sketches for social media and getting likes and retweets and then everyone forgetting about it the next day. I wanted to create a show and create an account, a social media account, a community that was bigger than just that character and bigger than just the Coffeetown radio calls. So that's why I created Go Fight Win, show that I did every week this fall, dropped every Thursday, and this one is the last one of the 2023 year season. As high school football comes to a close and things slow down, I'll still have some guests, had some great guests on this year, had Marty Smith in our guest finale, and a pretty fitting ending there, given that his show partner Ryan McGee was the first guest of the year. Also had Booger McFarlane, Matthew Stinchcomb, had David Pollock on, had some really great guests, Cons from Barstool. The list goes on and on. You can check it out. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. Paul Feinbaum was on there. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to hear about these guys' high school football glory days. And those interviews will continue this winter, and there will be some programming changes that we'll figure out down the line. Probably just go one episode every other week instead of every week as some of these high school football stories slow down. But it has still been a pretty successful, pretty fun first fall to do this show, and I hope it has continued success, continued growth, and that's why I need y'all to hit like and subscribe and tell people about it, so we can keep doing cool stuff and Go back to the drawing board a little bit and see how this thing can be even better. Now, part of the plan, part of the package, part of the vision for doing a show like Go Fight Win is having a few different segments. The first segment of each show, kind of like the late night talk show model. You have a monologue. You've got some stories from around the country that, you know, you kind of have some jokes that you riff off of. A B block that is a little bit shorter, has some humorous content. And that's where I would put Coffee Town sketches when I made them. And then the final block of the show, when we had guests, you'd have a nice substantial chunk to speak with a guest about his or her high school football experience. So Coffee Town did exist. I did have Coffee Town sketches and games sprinkled throughout the Go Fight Win season. And it all started off with a nice little return. Coffee Town playing on the road. And it ended up being the Copperheads' only loss of the season. Here is the season opener for Coffee Town in 2023, the start of another state championship season.
Coffee Town and Copper Central are going to kick this thing off. Put on your safety goggles because the snot is fixing to fly. Copper Central is a 6.5-point favorite according to the Copperhead Courier. I ain't supposed to put money on the ball games, but Mama bet the farmer she needs a new pacemaker. So let's get it done, boys. Reptile Henderson under center hands it off to Crockpot Peters behind right guard, gain of one. That run brought to you by the Gut Guys Gastroenterology. The only place you should have to experience explosive runs is at Coffee Town football games. So call the Gut Guys for your free gut scan today. Second down, left guard this time, pick up two. Come on, Crockpot. Third down now, nose of the ball on our own 6 or 8, and Copper Central eats up Reptile, puts him in the dirt before he can even hand the ball off. Man alive, we go to halftime trailing 7-0 and playing scared. Time now for our academic athlete brought to you by Big Tire. Quarterback Reptile Henderson has a 4.0 working on his technical degree in motorsports. Same as his 40 time. He's the spark plug of our offense. Reptile put in new intakes and drive shafts and all the team buses, and now they're topping out near triple digits on a straight shot. The school district's making the team wear helmets and shoulder pads to and away from ball games. Even the bus driver and all the coaches got to wear protective headgear. Reptile, how do we nominate you in for a Nobel Prize, son? Okay, 4th and 1 from our own 15. Copper Central up 10-0. Reckon this will be the last play of the ball game. Reptile hands it off to Crockpot. There's a hole. 20, 30. Run, Crockpot, and by God, he's going to score. Might take him a few hours, but by the end of the night, you know Crockpot is going to cook. Copperheads fall 10-6 to start the season. Good teams win, but great teams cover. It's still early, y'all. Coffee Town ain't dead yet, and Mama ain't either.
So that's how the 2023 season started. Copper Central. And there have been some good ad reads in Coffee Town games in years past. That's the element of the scripts and of the shows that are really the most fun for me to do. And the Gut Guys Gastroenterology has to be, if not the favorite, one of my favorite ad reads that I've ever had. Gut Guys Gastroenterology. The other one in there in the Root Creek game, the nail salon and body. He'll paint your nail bed. She'll paint your nail beds. He'll coach your truck beds. You know, there are stores out there that do that. You drive around the South long enough, around these back roads all over the country, you see some interesting combo shops. You know, you got some cold cuts and laundromats. You got lawn care and you got baby food. I mean, there's all kinds of things where people team up and put their skills together and form a business. And that's what makes America, America. It's capitalism. And you never know how things might shape up out there in the open market. But yet again, Coffee Town wins state. Get you some state championship gear, son. A double-A state championship gear. If that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. On the back of the t-shirt or on the other side of the coffee mug. It's all there for you at the GoCoffeeTown.com team store. It's been a fun time making these Coffee Town videos. I don't know how often I'll keep making them. It is pretty time consuming. And I do, you know, I don't want to limit it. I don't want to limit it to just sketches on the internet, you know? Who's to say it couldn't be a book one day or some sort of streaming series if I had the right package around it? You never know. That's what people envision it as and say they'd love to see it on Netflix and see it become a streaming series one day. It's pretty difficult to make those things happen, but it doesn't mean that we don't dream about it, right? It doesn't mean that we don't think about the ways that it can happen. So until then, this has been a Coffee Town football season, and it worked out pretty well. All right, let's switch gears here. Let's take a look. National Signing Day 2024. Now, here on Go Fight Win, it is a high school football show. It's the show with all the high school football stories you love, okay? It's a story-driven show. This isn't about the five-star guy out there in Texas. It's not about that. It's about stories. It's about storytelling, and any guest that comes on here, you'll learn that. You'll see that. If this is your first time listening to the show or watching it, go back through and listen to the guests and listen to the stories that y'all have sent in all fall to kick off this show. There are some amazing stories out there that seem like they are out of the Coffee Town universe, but they're real. They're real life. And, you know, I have names like Nacho Davis, Reptile Henderson, Donnie and Ronnie Chugs, things that are certainly made up. But then you have names like this. You have names like this on Signing Day 2024. Y'all tagged me in. I didn't even have to ask for some of these names. Y'all just saw them and said, hey, Wes needs to see this. Hey, Wes needs to see Nitro. Hey, Wes needs to see Turbo. Wes needs to see King Large. All right? So let's go through some of these names. And I'll assign my own star ranking to the names out here and let y'all know what I think about where they stack up. Let's start off with Montana, the great state of Montana. Tommy Running Rabbit. Now, this is a Native American name, so it's different than a lot of the nicknames on this list. Not the same kind of thing. You know, it's a family name. It's a traditional name with great cultural heritage and significance. But it doesn't mean it isn't awesome. So here is Tommy Running Rabbit. If you're watching on YouTube and not on the podcast, you can see Tommy Running Rabbit. He is a 6'1", 190-pound athlete. He lists himself as a linebacker and running back, but I don't know how much linebacker you'll play at 6 flat, 190. He is not ranked on any of the recruiting services that I could find. I use 24/7 Sports to see how these guys stack up their rankings. And you see that catch there, that's a heck of a grab. Running Rabbit now will channel his prey mentality as a running rabbit, and he'll also attack as the predator as part of the Montana Grizzlies. Tommy Running Rabbit out of Browning High School in Browning, Montana, staying in state. He'll go play for Montana. And this is going to be a fun career to keep tabs on here. Tommy Running Rabbit. Keep running, Tommy. Never stop. All right. That, to me, is a five-star name. Not every name on this list will earn a five-star. Don't think I'm just throwing out five stars here. This is real talent evaluation, real name evaluation here. So just because you're on the list doesn't mean you're a five-star. Let's go to Zaravian Gravy Johnson, Cincinnati. Commit. Now, Gravy Johnson, is this kind of a play on Sauce Gardner? Sauce, great name. And, you know, up north, gravy is what you call sauce. Zaravian Johnson here goes by Gravy. And it's really a good culturally flexible nickname. Zaravian Gravy Johnson. Down south, gravy's what you put on your biscuits. Up north, gravy's what you put on your pasta, right? So Gravy Johnson is a three-star according to 24/7 Sports. 6'2", 170 pounds. and he will play cornerback. He's the 18th best player out of the state of South Carolina and the 145th best. They rate him here as a safety. But congrats to Gravy Johnson, who is going to cover everything. He's going to cover the field like you cover your biscuits. Zaravian Gravy Johnson out of Clinton, South Carolina, Clinton High School, the number 17 player out of the state. Wow. He's a 3-star player. I'm going to give him a 5-star nickname, though. 5 stars for Zaravian Gravy Johnson. All right, what do we have next? We've got King Large. King Large, look at this graphic here. King Large looks like he means business. All right. King is out of, where is King Large from? He is from Bellflower, California, St. John Bosco, a proud program. And he is the 102nd best California prospect, the 103rd best offensive tackle in the country. 6'4", 295. He's actually not the biggest guy on this list of names here that I'm rolling out. And with a name like King Large, I expect you to be the biggest guy on the list. So for that reason, King Large, the 3-star player, I'm going to give you a 4-star name. Now, it's nothing personal. You got to live up to the nickname a little better than that, King. Going to SMU, hit the weight room there with the Pony Express, and I'll see how you're doing in a couple years. We'll reevaluate. Maybe you pick up that 5th star, son. All right, who's next? Another big boy, Jimothy Lewis. Jimothy. Now, that's not a crazy name. It's not Nitro Tuggle. It's not Turbo Richard. But Jimothy is a big boy. Going to Mississippi State, Jimothy attends IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. 35th overall player in the Sunshine State and the 28th best offensive tackle. 6'6", 275 pounds. Now, that's a big boy. Like I said, it's not the craziest nickname, but as my buddy on Twitter, John Tweets Sports, pointed out to me, if you say Jimothy with a Spanish inflection, that J becomes an H, and his name becomes Himothy. So, Coach Jeff Lebby, you got you a big dog. You got Himothy. It's still not the craziest name, though, so I'm sticking with 4 stars. Sticking with 4 stars for Himothy Lewis. Now, this is where this list gets real. Nitro, Tuggle, and Turbo Richard. We'll give you a package deal for these guys here. First up, Nitro Tuggle. Special, special name. Georgia signs him. And it was kind of a tough commitment. It wasn't always an assumption that Nitro might stick with the Dogs. Georgia had to kind of fend off some other suitors there. But Georgia picks up Nitro Tuggle, the number 2 ranked prospect out of Indiana, Napanee, Indiana, Northwood High School, a 6'1", 190-pound receiver. He's really explosive. Lives up to his name. Go watch his tape. A 4-star recruit, according to 24/7 Sports, but easily a 5-star name. And he's not related to Jesse Tuggle that I'm aware of, but the Dogs got them some dynamite between the hedges, some TNT in the Classic City at wideout. Now next up is Turbo Richard, going from Nitro to Turbo. Turbo, also out of the state of South Carolina, just like our earlier player, Gravy. Turbo is from Rock Hill, South Carolina, Northwestern High School. He's going to Boston College. The 20th overall prospect from South Carolina, the 106th best running back in the country, a 5'10", 207-pound running back, kind of a block, just a block of a guy. He can scoot. A 3-star running back, but Turbo at the running back position. Fast fella. I'm giving you a 5-star name, son. Once he hits Turbo mode, it is over. Turbo going from Rock Hill to Chestnut Hill. Turbo Richard is on the move. Good luck slowing him down. The last list. And listen, some great names here. And I thought that Nitro Tuggle was going to be the name to beat. But we have a late challenger that was not on my radar before today. He is now. Willie Nelson going to Oklahoma State. That's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. But guess what, mama? Willie Nelson's going to be a cowboy. He's not going to wonder, should I have been a cowboy? Should I have learned to rope and ride? No, he is just like Willie, out of Texas, but he's going to Oklahoma State. The 180th overall prospect out of the Lone Star State, the 134th best safety in the country, 5'9", 170. Going to need to stack up a little bit. Going to need to put some muscle on there, Willie. The other Willie Nelson is 5'6", 158 pounds, according to Google. 3-star, but is there any doubt? Willie Nelson, going to Stillwater. That's a 5-star name. Hey, I hope y'all have a great holiday. Thank you for watching the show. Thank you for hitting like, hitting subscribe, for listening. Wherever you do this, it is appreciated. I love doing it. It is fun to do. We'll see what it looks like in the year of our Lord 2024. But here in the year 2023, almost 20 episodes under the old belt here. Coffee Town Wins State, some championship elite caliber guests, and some phenomenal stories that you sent in from around the country and from your own high school football playing days, and some amazing mascot profiles as well. We had Martians, we had gobblers, we had it all, baby. And this train will continue to roll in 2024 after a little bit of R&R for the holidays. Congrats to all the other state champs out there and all the other non-state champs. If you're playing high school football, you're okay with Go Fight Win. You're okay with this crew. So y'all have a great holiday. Happy New Year. See you back here in January. Peace.